I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. For as long as human beings have been on the Earth, we've been fascinated by the stars. We came up with all sorts of theories about what they were. We read our fates into their patterns and movement, and learned to use them for navigation long before we understood what they were. It makes me wonder how much we really know about them, even now. If you look through the most powerful telescope we've ever made and see as far as we've ever been able to see, there's no sign of life that comes close to a human being anywhere. As far as we can look in any direction, there's nothing like life. Of course, the farther we're able to see, the more we realize just how deep space and time extend, and just how small our tiny plot of Earth really is. The further we see, the more we're challenged to think bigger. A lot bigger. It's overwhelming. It's supposed to be overwhelming. Everyone who looks deep enough into the sky reaches this conclusion. The writer of Colossians pays particular interest to what we might call the cosmic Christ. What Jesus has to do with all of space and time. Think about the pictures you've seen of the expanse of the universe and listen to Colossians chapter 1, beginning in verse 15. Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. He existed before anything else, and he holds all creation together. The image of the invisible God. Someone made all of these stars, stretching so much farther than we can even comprehend. The invisible God. But Christ made this God visible. He became in flesh what was incomprehensible to us. Through Christ, God made everything. All that we can see with our naked eye, all that we can see through the lenses we've created, and all the things still beyond our capacity to see and know. Paul called them powers and authorities in the unseen world. All of this was created through him, and it was also created for him. What does it mean that all of this expanse was created for Christ? He existed before anything else existed, and he holds all of creation together. I wonder if the role Christ plays in the universe is bigger than we think. A lot bigger. The Christ that we know, who became flesh and defeated sin and death, through his power, holds all of creation together. Everything, for as far as we can see, and farther still, is connected and sustained by the power of Christ. After making this sweeping statement about the cosmic role and authority of Christ, Colossians 1:18 says this, Christ is also the head of the church, which is his body. He is the beginning, supreme over all who rise from the dead. So he is first in everything. When I look up at the sky and become overwhelmed with how far it goes, I remember that the power of Christ somehow holds it all together. And even though I can't fully comprehend all that that means, I relax because I trust him. Can I trust him in the same way to hold the church together? The church has been through a lot. Sometimes it's hard to have faith in the church, full of broken human beings as it is. But the same power that holds the universe together is also the head of the church. He is the beginning, and first over all who rise from the dead, what is seen and what is unseen. Listen to verses 19 and 20. For God in all his fullness was pleased to dwell in Christ, and through him, God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. Peace with everything. What took place on the cross, according to Colossians, was much more than atonement for the sins we've committed. The defeat of sin was no small thing, but the writer of Colossians is thinking bigger, a lot bigger. The God who made everything, who we can scarcely fathom, dwelled fully in Jesus, so we could know him, so we could conquer sin and death and reconcile everything in heaven and on earth. To be reconciled is to be brought back together, to have the barrier removed. Christ on the cross brings life on this planet, the reality we walk in, you and me, together with the infinite expanse of the universe, farther and deeper than we might ever be able to see. Peace between us and infinity. Allow the strength of this same Christ to empower you today and to fill you with his love, which reaches beyond the stars. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.